Which one of you gems want to start first? Well, the fourth line's been good, you know, like they're almost, you know, if things continue down the same road, they're going to end up moving up in a notch line-wise because, you know, it's clear we need more from Burmistrov's line and, you know, at home it'll help us get Burmistrov's line out when we want and get Maxwell's line out when we want as well. So that'll help some things because you have the last change. But they've been really good. They've been really good given minimal minutes. I mean, I don't know that they continue at that rate, but there's no reason why I can't play them more in the game, especially if things don't go the same with other lines, because you can't be a one-line team, and it just catches up to you, and you can't. It's just too easy to play against. It's just you need more production, and they've given us what they're able to, so they've been really good for us. Well, it is, but it isn't, you know. Like, I mean, players dictate, I've said that before, players dictate when and where they play. It's just an instinct thing. Things aren't generating, you just got to go. They had produced pretty good in the game, and I thought you might as well just go with them, you know. Because it's a little hard to pass over your other players that have got some decent numbers and stuff like that when you've only got, whatever, three and a half minutes to go, but they were going. It turned out to be okay, and same thing happened in Nashville. They end up getting us a goal and even minimal minutes again, but they were good again, you know. So it'd be good to get them here and try to get them in playing where I get, you know, because it's harder on the road. You're in a protective mode, and you're always watching different things, and you're trying to generate stuff it's almost from the back of the bus standpoint. You get the last change, or you get the, you know, you got to change first and stuff, so it's tough. And every time, in two games on the road, every time they were up, there was a whistle. So you got to be careful. You put them out in a face-off, and, you know, the other coach is licking his chops, you know. So you just got to be careful. It had happened countless times in games, and that's why their minutes were diminished. Well, not only that, but they're seasoned in far as playing a lot of minutes. What's really good is that they're, even though they don't get in a rhythm of playing, they're just hungry to play, you know. And I mean, you got to give them full marks to having the production that they've had, and the fact that they play a lot of minutes down there is good. But you know, you got to give them full marks. I mean, my hat goes off to those guys. They came out and produced, even though it's hard to get a rhythm in games and hard to get a rhythm, period. They've gone out, you know, they were out. I put them out in the fly a couple of times, and the other coach would put out a lot of their top lines, and I trusted them enough that they could have stayed out against them, but they ended up going short shifts because they didn't want to be caught out against Ovechkin or you know, whoever they got thrown out against. But be interesting tonight because my plan is to use them more, and we'll see how all that goes. What am I expecting to win besides winning? Yeah. Well, it's going to be, you know, they got a good team. They got some dynamic players that, you know, Carlson on defense, and they're having some banner years, you know. My hat goes off to their coaches and their players. I mean, they're, you know, like Alfredson and Spezza and Carlson and Machek, and they've got some guys, some top-end guys that are really performing good for them. It'd be a good game. I mean, this is a game we believe, well, both teams will believe they can win, you know. They're not too far ahead of us, and they've managed to be up there pretty much all year. They've gone up and down in games. So we've got to find ways to get this, because for us, you can say all the cliches, we have to win the game. That's really clear for us. And even if we win the game, you know, is our future this season is going to be dictated by probably not only by us, by other teams either beating people that we need to, you know, we need to get beat. But for us, we're going to focus on just this game and try to win this game, and then we'll deal with Wednesday.
Do you
I don't figure anything there. I don't know what the number is. I don't even care to figure all that stuff up. I haven't gone down that road to say we need to be 6-1, 7-0, this and that. There's no sense in making it a bigger mountain than it is. For us, the mountain or the bump in the road is the opponent. That's it. You know, where it sits and lies, it'll get dictated through. I'm not going to sit there and be a mathematician trying to figure out if they win, if we win, if they win. Well, it's just, there's enough for me to do.
You said a little earlier that you can't be a one-line team.
Yeah.
Is it if some of your players are struggling with the emotion of what's going on right now or the intensity? Every game is very intense right now. The level is going up. Has part of your team not reached that level?
Well, it's a good question. This is where maturity comes in, at least in my opinion, is that we've been battling this time for more than, we've been going for the last 20 games is kind of the target time, but we've been going at this for a while. And it's what wears on you. That to me is what really, it's the strain, stress of every game, road, home, all the time. And the other thing too is that you're coming from a different animal here. You're coming from Atlanta to here. There's a lot of exposure here. There's a lot more pressure. There's a lot more people paying attention. There's a lot more expectation. There's a lot more internal want from our players to do well. It's way different than Atlanta. So the last 30, 40 games, does that wear on you? You know, I think it does, but that's part of learning how to deal with this stuff. You really got to, when you're young, you don't know how to deal with it. You don't even know what it does to you, but what it does is it fatigues you a lot more and you don't realize it. And you have to really manage your rest recovery. And I think that maturing process of what we're going through is a different scenario than what they went through last season, just because of the location and just other factors. Antropov and who? Oh, Antropov. You know, he's day to day, but I'm not sure that he'll be a player for Wednesday. So we're kind of trying to get a handle on him. It looks like both him and Thorburn will make the trip, but I'm not sure that they'll be players for Wednesday. So we're going to reassess this tomorrow a bit on Antropov and go from there. Thorburn's a little ways away yet, and so we'll just wait and see how it all goes. He's going to skate with us Wednesday morning, I believe. So he's a little ways away, but he's coming along better than we anticipated. So hopefully that's, you know, a week, 10 days, but so something like that. Brian Little's good. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Buff's good. Ladder's good. Clothes good. Yeah, everything's good. No, not really. I think they were disappointed Saturday, but it was a tough task, you know. And, I mean, Nashville goes into Chicago, and, you know, so it just shows you that the game that you played was not an easy game, and they put their game out there in Chicago, which was, you know, pretty impressive the way they played. We were disappointed. We couldn't create very much, and that's what we were disappointed in, but you don't have time to get up and down all over the map, but just plow ahead. That's what we're looking to do. Okay, thanks, guys.